Orange will say, good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up, I think we leave off on the bottom of page 54 by the paragraph, or top of 55. All right, let's start with our last paragraph on 54. So remember again that Ramchal gave his incredibly, incredibly poignant mashal about the maze, and about how the noblemen used to construct these mazes, the itztiva, the platform in the middle, which represented the goal. And of course, the goal of the maze is to navigate the maze to get to the destination in the middle. And the Ramchal obviously is using this as a metaphor for life, because often again, life is a maze. And the only way to navigate the maze, the only people who make it to the middle, are the individuals who have tried multiple paths, individuals who have tried the different routes, have realized, again, the wrong routes, have eliminated them, and then have been able to go ahead and ultimately find the Derech HaYashar. Usha'ata chozer saviv atzmecha kol hazman ba'osa makom. So what happens is again, in the maze, sometimes a person finds themselves going around in circles. Ein lecha musag be'emes heichan ata nimtza. Ata gam lo yachol ladas ve'ein lecha shum simin. The difficulty with the maze, of course, is that a person could be walking around in circles without realizing it, and a person often doesn't even know where they are. Why? Because there are no definitive markers on the road. The roads, the pathways, look all the same. There's no remez, there's no hint, am I on the right, am I on the left? Or am ata bichlal bikivun? Or am I even going in the right direction at all? When Chazal go ahead and bring a mashal for us, the idea of the mashal is not simply a story. The idea of the mashal is to give us a springboard for personal growth. The job of the mashal is to give us just an additional level of understanding. The idea of the mashal ultimately is to sharpen our intellect and to sharpen our understanding. So too again, when great gedolim go ahead and bring a mashal, ze tapa 55, ze lo stam ki mashma amlahem. The point of a mashal, is not just simply to go ahead and to wow someone, or the point of a mashal is not simply to support their stated fact. Elo, himrotzim shanachnu po beemtzos hamashal. So says the Ramchal, just the point of the mashal is to reinforce to us the point that Chazal are trying to make. We mentioned this yesterday a little bit, that the power of a mashal is that sometimes what you could convey to someone through a story is much more impactful than what you could convey to someone through a spoken word. The point that Rav Kashtil is trying to make over here is, yes, it's very nice that the Ramchal went ahead and gave this idea that life is like a maze. Okay, beautiful, you sold. Life is true. Life is like a maze. I think we'd all agree with that. But says Rav Kashtia, understand the point of that mashal is for us now to grow. So how do we grow from the mashal? Take a look, second paragraph, page 55. Mischak shel manhigim. Haramchal omer, shagana zeh, shunatu litzchok, zeh suk shel mischak. So Ramchal said, this maze that we were talking about, this was a form of recreation. But interestingly enough, this was the type of recreation that was reserved for noblemen, for sarim, for important people. Now, why is that? This wasn't, not everybody had their own maze. Right? This was for chashuva people. Sarim mischakim mischak hazeh. So again, why is it that the maze was the recreation of choice for the nobleman? It wasn't, of course, the simple answer is because you have to have a lot of land for it. the upkeep for it is essential. Is, I mean, when we looked into Amaze, we had to write it off because just the upkeep. Hey, so the, like the upkeep, the it's a joke. The tough crowd. The upkeep of it. Right? The upkeep of it. Ultimately, again, is exceptionally expensive. So again, so just on a basic level, I understand why the common person didn't have a tree maze. I get it. The Rav Kashdiel says that there's something deeper over here. Look what he writes. And this I think, again, I don't know that what he's about to say is what the Ramchal actually meant. I think that I don't know that you have to read into every detail of the Ramchal. The Ramchal was just saying a statement of fact. You know the tree mazes like the nobleman had? I don't think you have to read into why the nobleman had it and the common person didn't, because I think it's kind of pashut because of the expense. But Rav Kashdiel sees something very meaningful in this. Ze mischakim shel sarim, mischak shel anoshim sherotzim lihios manhigim ubale achrayus klolis. So Rav Kashdiel writes that the maze is the recreation of choice by leaders. By leaders and those who bear collective responsibility. Because recreation of leaders is in and of itself something that sharpens their leadership skills. Lihios bali tfisa muremes ugedol yoser rechova v'achro is yoser. Ma hevdel bein tfisa shel sar. So first of all, Rav Kashdiel's thesis over here is that our forms of recreation, and this is an interesting thing to think about in general, our forms of recreation are very much tied into the nature of our personalities and to a certain degree to our direction in life. So the sarim, the noblemen, the leaders, their form of recreation was also there in order to heighten, in order to amplify their leadership skills, qualities, and abilities. So what's the pshat? So, I'm sorry? That exactly. So today they play golf, right? So again, so we'll say, so what is it? Now, what Rav Kashdiel writes is that obviously the outlook, the mabat, the outlook of the leader is different than the outlook of the common man. How so? Ma hevdel bitzuras hamabat im ata manhig, im ata ishius klolis, o im ata adam rogil. So what is the difference between the outlook of a leader and the outlook of a regular person? Well, this is actually quite interesting. Ha'evdelu, ha'im, listen to this, here's the distinction. Ha'im ata roe es ha'protim, mitoch todo'a klalit, o sha'ata roe es ha'protim, kishela atzman. But you know what the chilik between a leader and a regular person is? A leader sees the bigger picture and doesn't get lost in the details. A regular person often gets lost in the details and is unable to go ahead and see the bigger picture. And I will say, now I want to clarify this. This doesn't mean that the leader doesn't pay attention to details. Everyone has to pay attention to details. And if you don't pay attention to details, you get yourself in big trouble in life. Most of you should know that's the muster of this week's parsha. Right? You ever wonder, I spoke about this on Wednesday night a little bit. You ever wonder to yourself, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes into every single last cubit? Right? Every last amma, ultimately, of the Mishkan. And the answer is, because details matter. Because there is no Judaism without details, there's no relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu without details, there's no relationship with each other, with everything in life. You know, they say the devil's in the details. I often like to say, the Ribono Shel Olam is in the details. It's not the devil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in the details. That's success in life. But here's the danger, that you could become so focused on the details that you just lose the bigger picture. Like what? So it was, it's a very simple idea. So my day is filled with details. That's good. I have to get through all those details. What am I working towards, big adol? Like, what's my goal? What's my life? If somebody were to stop me right now, what do you want to accomplish in life? So often people will say, well, I've got a meeting at 12. I've got a meeting at 2. I have a, you know, shareholders briefing at 4. How have I, right? You know, I have all these. So no, I'm not asking what details you have in your day. I'm asking, like, what are you going to do? What do you want to do? After 120, what do you want to say you have accomplished with your life? And the scary part is, if you ask most people in the middle of any given day that question, they will not be able to answer it. Why? Not because they don't care, not because they haven't given it thought, but because we're so focused on the details that we have not given any thought to the greater picture. So he goes on, he says something amazing. Gishata misugal lir os harbe pratim avakolas man lahachzik kames hatmuna haklalis birosh ata bederech liyosmani. I will say, when you're able to go ahead and see many different details, but at every moment when you see the details, you're also able to hold in your head a picture of what the goal is, of what you're working towards, then what? Then you're on the way to becoming a leader. The chiluk between a leader and a common person is that a common person is just detail focused, sees the trees, doesn't necessarily see the maze. Right? The leader at the end of the day sees the trees because he can't live life without the trees, but understands the big picture as well. And that big picture is always in the leader's mind. And we'll see, you know, well, actually, we're going to stop over here for today. We'll get a little bit of a few minute head start on the Daf Yomi. We'll let Mir HaShem pick up on the bottom of page 55.